I try not to forget the blessing a few of us have to be able to speak directly to sizable numbers of people. Most people have to rely on bumper stickers. This crosses my mind this week because I got my first car. I still don't have a driver's license. Maybe I'll look into that when the Cubs reach the World Series. But my wife, Caroline, looks wonderful in our fresco green auto, and having a car is opening up new experiences. Car insurance rates that seem to go up with Barry Bonds' home run total. Lines at the Department of Motor Vehicles so long, I wonder if they're showing Planet of the Apes in there. And now, bumper stickers. Yesterday morning, I noticed a late-model German sports car parked below our apartment emblazoned with a bumper sticker that says, "If you get any closer, I'll smear a booger on your windshield." I hope the driver was just visiting. Free speech is precious, but if what you have to say can be confined to a bumper sticker, maybe the thought is not very original. The bumper sticker I see most, that I like least, is "Proud parent of an honor roll student." Now, parental pride is laudable, but this bumper sticker seems to cross into pathetic boastfulness. You almost want to pull up alongside and ask, "Oh yeah? And how do you align right in HTML?" I have no idea what that means, by the way. Our senior producer, Peter Bresler, recalls that he used to cruise the streets in a belching old Volvo with a bumper sticker that read, "Stop nuclear weapons and power." One day, a man pulled up next to him and shouted over Peter's ill-tuned engine, "Buddy, your car will kill me a lot sooner than anything nuclear." Last year, when I was on a book tour, I was driven around Pittsburgh by a public relations person who had a bumper sticker, "NRA member and proud of it." Now, millions of Americans are members of the National Rifle Association, but I wondered why this woman chose to proclaim her allegiance out in open traffic. Other drivers would pull alongside at stoplights, flip up a middle finger at us, and chant, "Fanatic! Gun nuts!" I do find something classic about bumper stickers proclaiming just the name of political candidates, McCain, Nader, or Ventura. With advertising time so precious, bumper stickers are one of the last low-cost avenues of name recognition. Although my wife and I have decided that the only candidate stickers we'd ever apply to our car would be for Lincoln, Trudeau, or Richard J. Daley. But it might be good to remember how bumper stickers mar a car, peeling, shredding, but often never quite disappearing. Would you buy a used car with a David Duke for Governor sticker on the bumper?